Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 602 of the Drunk Dashers podcast. I'm your host, as always. I'm Tyler, and joining me, we have the man, the myth, the legend himself, Sir Colonel Gables. What's up, buddy?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right, man. I mean, hasn't been really too bad this week. Stressful at work, but other than that, man, I have been doing a little bit of gaming this past week. I decided to do something kind of a bit obscure, like off the cuff. I decided to stream some bit of me just playing through Shredder's Revenge. Because, well, at the same point, I just was kind of testing things here and there. I mean, I tested a little bit of like a Sonic stream during the last week. And then this week, I'm like, well, let's just see what happens if I go and stream like the entirety of like a run of like, say, Shredder's Revenge. Like, I think I beat it within two streams. You know, it took me about like a couple hours, like how it normally is. Like, if you're just doing a straight shot run or something like that. But other than that, yeah, man, I mean, it's definitely like a fun experience. I mean, I didn't really have like a whole lot of people watching. Did have like maybe a couple that were watching and one that was interacting with me back and forth throughout the first TMNT stream and stuff. But it's just a testing of the waters into what may potentially come in the future.
That's cool.
Because, yeah, just trying to test things, see if I can get my PC up and running, maybe the stream stuff. I mean, that'd be pretty cool. But other than that, man, how have you been doing?
Clanging and banging as always. But long week. Spring break around here, so work's been pretty crazy. Didn't get to game as much. I did a lot of gaming still today, yeah. But when I could. But not as much as I wanted to, but just another normal week. You know, nothing too crazy with me. I was going to say something, and Gables, it's gone. Oh, Gables, I wanted to cheers you, buddy. It is 316 day.
Yeah.
So give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so 316 day. And about 10 minutes here, it'll be St. Patty's Day. So Gables, if I don't see any green over there, I'm going to start pinching. I'm going to start pinching through the internet. So,
anyway.
Wow. Okay. Well, just like that. Okay, cool. I'm doing all right otherwise. So, really ready for it get nicer out, consistently get nicer out. We're getting teased around here, Gables, but
yep.
God damn it. I'll take it right now. It's been like 50s and 60s, and we'll have like 30s. I'm tired of getting teased. I want to get the shorts out. I want to just wear a t-shirt outside. I'm sick and tired of looking out and it's nice and sunny out. And then I walk outside and it's 35 degrees out. I'm just sick of it. First world problems there. But anyways, this is the Drunk Dashers podcast. Gables and I get together every weekend and talk about video games and pretty much all the things we love about them and hate about them as well. We're two guys. We do this for fun. We do this for almost 11 years now, Gables, which is just crazy to think, you know, as we just keep getting older and older. It was funny. We were talking before the show about like just drinking a lot of milk. And it's like nowadays I couldn't even do that. And it's just like the amount of milk I drank just 10 years ago is insane. But now, we're in our mid 30s now, but we do this for fun. We do this every weekend. It comes out, we record Saturday night, comes out Sunday morning. If you guys want to support us at any way you can, please like, follow, subscribe. We're on every podcast service. We're on Twitter, we're on Facebook, we're on Twitch, YouTube. YouTube's a big thing we're pushing. We are on video on there. So if you can like, follow, subscribe, all that fun stuff, really would appreciate it if you can do that for us. But Gables, without further ado, mm-hmm. let's get into some of the news here. It feels like for the first time, we're kind of hitting a little bit of a slower patch. It feels like for a long time now, it's just been, we've had like a lot going on. Almost every week there's been like some big news topics going on, and like the last few weeks has been slowing down a little bit. The game releases aren't really slowing down. There's only like, you know, including this Friday, we're going to get Dragon's Dogma 2, Rise of Ronin, and yep. Princess Peach Showtime. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. One, it was either Showtime or Showdown. I can't remember. But it's getting pretty crazy, but Gables, we did get a cool little, reveal trailer here for, Mario Day. So it was kind of rumored by Pyro, I don't know how you say his name, the guy on Twitter that like leaks everything about the when directs and everything are happening.
Pyro or something like that.
Yeah, I can't remember what it is. But anyways, Thanks to him doing for out there doing the work. He's like the most reliable Nintendo leaker we have right now. But we it's only like, I don't know, not even 3 minute long trailer. Start off here, we had Miyamoto. It's funny, I just love whenever that we get the tweets and it starts with like, "This is Miyamoto." I always just enjoy this. It's always very funny to me. I'm like, is it really? I want to know. I really want to know if that's Miyamoto out there typing that thing. I don't believe it is. But anyways, he came out and he said that the next Mario movie isn't development. He said at one point Chris Son, and I got really scared that Chris Pratt was going to be on the video. It was not. It was Chris. He's the guy from what's the name of the studio that's making the movies?
Illumination.
Thank you. I almost want to say New Line Cinema, and that's not right at all. that's the old Friday the 13th publishers. Anyways, they announced that they're starting development on it soon. I guess at one point there was a tweet that came out with like the storyboard of the whole like story for the new movie that leaked, and like it got taken down pretty quickly by Nintendo. I think it's out there. I couldn't find it. I didn't like search super hard, but I couldn't find it anywhere. So if you have that and you could like show me, like put a link in like the comments or something, or just tell me where to go, that'd be great, because I'd like to actually see it. But that was out there. But apparently they're going to start like full on production here soon. And they announced it's coming out April 2026. We also, it was very weird, where they did all this and it was like, you know, Miyamoto did the bow and I'm like, that's all we're doing is we're just announcing a sequel to one of the most financially successful movies of 2023. It's like, okay, that's all right. And then boom, we got a release date for A Thousand Year Door, May 23rd, and Luigi Mansion 2 coming June 27th. And then we also got Game Boy games coming to NSO. They're out now. We have Dr. Mario. And then we have Mario Golf and Mario Tennis. Those are all out now for if you have the basic NSO plan. But yeah, people, I mean, for a, you know, for Mario Day, some, you know, obviously like a lot of games now, like franchises have like their day. Like we have like Last of Us Day, we have N7 Day, we have Pokemon yes. Day, we have all these, you know, a lot of these companies have their, like we have like, I think Sonic has like a day too in February, I want to say. Yeah. But you know, sometimes we get some good ones, sometimes we get some bad ones. I can't remember what they did last year. If it,
I don't remember what they did last year.
I know they did like the Lego stuff, but anyways, you know, we had the Pokemon Presents a couple weeks ago. That was pretty lackluster for the most part. But this guy came out, I thought it was like, you know, pretty good. Like, we just got Mario Wonder, so I, you know, and then also it sounds like the Switch is coming out next year. But I feel like, especially in a 2.5 minute long trailer, just shadow dropped on a Sunday morning. Because like, you know, we heard there's leaks out there, but I was like, it's a Sunday, they're really gonna do it. You know, it's Mario Day. I don't know. I think it's cool they did it, support it, still showing. Hey, you know, it's on the weekend, we're still gonna celebrate it. But I mean, Gibbs, what was your opinion and thoughts on the Mario Day?
Well, honestly, I wasn't really expecting much of anything coming out for the Mario Day stuff. I probably thought that we may have a trailer and stuff, which we did have a trailer, but the announcing of the sequel to the movie from 2013, I mean, not 2013, 2023. Yeah, that was not surprising at all. I don't know what my brain's thinking that far back. But as far as the announce of those release dates and stuff, that's something I would have thought that would have been introduced, like, just before. I thought that's what exactly we were just going to get, you know, just the release dates to maybe Thousand Year Door remake or like Luigi's Mansion 2 remake. But, oh, well, yeah, the movie one was definitely a big surprise. But I'll tell you what, getting those games on NSO was also, it was something completely unexpected for me. Because I understand that they want to do celebrate Mario Day, but, you know, Nintendo traditionally, when it comes to celebrating certain like anniversaries or their main properties or something like that, sometimes they don't deliver. Sometimes they fall completely flat out on their face. But I'm glad we at least got something in terms of games in the NSO. I mean, Dr. Mario, like Mario Golf, Mario Tennis. I have had those games before. I've played through both Mario Golf and Mario Tennis, and both of those games on the Game Boy Color are excellent. I mean, Mario Golf's an underrated, like, a golf RPG.
Yeah.
And, like, Mario Tennis, you know, that's a great game, too. I mean, like, through the times that they released and stuff, people thought that they were going to be kind of a gimped versions of the console ports, which, you know what, Mario Golf and Mario Tennis in the 64 were great games in and of themselves. But yet, the handheld portions were completely different, but felt good to play. So those are some quality updates right there to the NSO. But, yeah, that was just my overall thoughts. I thought it was fine.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think, like I said, we had Mario Wonder just come out a few months ago. I wasn't expecting, you know, like, even if Switch 2 or whatever you want to call it was going to come out this year, I didn't think we'd, like, get a reveal for that here. But I feel like this is pretty good for, you know, like, what we think is going to be a pretty light year overall from the big three console makers. To like, and we do know we had these games coming, but it was, you know, it was nice to have the release dates. And like, I think the big surprise at the end here was the NSL games, which is always cool. Like, it's kind of shocking when it's like, sometimes when you see these games, it's like, these weren't already on here. Like, what's going on? You feel like those would have came, you feel like those would have been on there for years now. That's cool that they held those. Kind of like, you know, like, we did when we talked about the Pokemon Presents a few weeks ago, where it's like, they didn't really have a lot. They don't have a lot coming for a while. And it's like, you couldn't even, like, you know, just like salvage it a little bit. Like, hey, Pokemon games are out. The Game Boy games are out today or out next week or whatever. You know, it's like, couldn't even like do that to like kind of salvage this a little bit. So it's kind of cool. Like, hey, you got this now. And then also, hey, there's these, yeah, the remakes of, you know, these of GameCube games, but it's cool that, I guess a 3DS game and a GameCube game. But yeah, it was cool. We got the release dates and soon. It's interesting. People are pointing out that this, like, these games come out on Thursday, which we've seen now a little more. We've seen, like, Rebirth just came out on a Thursday. I think a couple other games. Xbox has been doing Thursday as well. I think, like, they've been doing Thursday, like, afternoon, though. Like, Starfield dropped at, like, 5 o'clock my time Thursday afternoon. Like, remember God of War Ragnarok came out on a Wednesday, so... I'm just happy, like, if we can just never go back to, like, Nintendo and, like, the Wii and early Wii U era where they're putting games out on a Sunday. Let's never do that again. Because, like, that was the fucking worst. When it's like, yeah. I remember, like, the Wii coming out on a Sunday. It's like, cool, I just sat up all night at a Best Buy sitting outside in Iowa in late November waiting for this thing.
I called off of work during that because I went and camped at a Walmart, like, around, like... I don't know. I went to Walmart like dead early, like about 5 o'clock in the morning, in order to get the Wii console and stuff. And I called off work that later on that day.
Oh,
that was
okay.
My first paycheck.
Yeah, I was a senior that year, so I I ended up still going to work and shit because like I was sick the week before, so I missed a bunch of school. And then like also it was Thanksgiving that week, so we only had 2 days. But I remember just going to like only having like basically getting home playing for a couple hours and like sleeping, and then like was up. Playing for the rest of the day, and then I remember it was like the two longest days of the, like school days ever. Just wanted to go home and fucking play the Wii. but yeah, moving to Thursday, that's kind of cool. It's also kind of nice where it's like you get home on a Friday, it's there, I guess, or like people like, you know, some people like take day off of work or something like that. It's like, cool, you can take Friday off and you can play all day Friday, because that's something I've done in the past where like, you know, I'm taking like the Monday off afterwards because, I remember like one time I took like a Friday off, but then it's like, it was kind of stupid because it was just like, well, I can't really, I want to play all night, you know, but it's like, I got to wait till fucking like 11 PM to play. So it's like, I can't really play all night, you know, I could play for an hour or two and then, but anyways, yeah, it's kind of cool that, you know, I guess that they're changing a little bit. I think what's interesting though, is the fact that they're coming out pretty soon. It's almost like what happened at the end of the PS4 generation, where we got, obviously it's different because it was COVID a little bit, but we had Last of Us and Ghost of Tsushima come out in June and then July, like within like 3 weeks of each other. And it's almost like reminiscent of that, where it's like, well, we got to get these out fast because the PS5 is coming. I wonder if maybe that, you know, like, I don't know, maybe these dates were already in place and then they decided to internally delay the Switch 2 out to next year because they were like, oh, well, we want to put these out. And then we have enough of a gap to get before we get to the Switch in September or something like that, or November. Or I'm like thinking, I don't know, like if they're putting these out, like this is the first half of the year, they're putting these out now. Maybe they got some decent shit coming out in the second half of the year. Like there's a gap there now.
It could be more games potentially they've sat on for like probably the last couple of years. I mean, come on, if they want to really stretch things until next year, This is definitely that definitely was the good opportunity to announce something, and they did. They announced the release dates for Thousand Year Door in May and Luigi's Mansion 2 HD in June and stuff. And if it, the second half of the year involves like Metroid Prime 2 remastered or like the rumored Fire Emblem like genealogy like freaking
The Zelda.
game or like a remake of Zelda like one of the games right there. I mean
The
that could
Wind Waker trot, but yeah, like, well, that's
possibly,
kind of,
yeah.
that's what I was thinking. Like, well, if they don't have, like, I mean, obviously, like, this could all just, it's Nintendo. Like, we can't, there's no rhyme or reason to anything to do, really.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know, the way I look at it, I was like, well, if they didn't have a lot, like, I feel like they maybe want to stretch them out a little bit more. Like,
Yep.
maybe put one out in May and then the other one out in, like, August or something like that. But to me, like, trying to look at being an optimist here, for once, I look at, like, oh, maybe they got a decent amount, like, because, like, what they have, they've almost had, like, a game a month this year, which is like, I mean, obviously none of the games they put out are like huge. It's almost like 2017, but very, very light. Of
Yep.
like 2017, they were having like some pretty big games every month, and it's like, you know, we had like, you know, we had like new IPs, and we had like arm like and like arms, and we had like Splatoon 2, obviously Zelda, Mario, shit like that. But this year it's like, what we have: Donkey Mario versus Donkey Kong, we have Princess Peach next week. That Mario versus Donkey Kong was in March, or was in February. I don't think we had anything in January. I can't remember though.
Nah.
Then like, yeah, but then we got like May we have obviously a Mario, then we have Luigi's Mansion in June. So I don't know. I wonder if maybe they're kind of doing that, but just kind of on the light end. I guess, like, I don't know how much we talk about this, but how excited are you for these games though?
Honestly, I am kind of excited to try those games. I mean, come on, Paper Mario the Thousand Year Door, if I don't have to play it on my GameCube and just play it on my Switch or something, handheld on the go, I mean, that's fine. Luigi's Mansion 2, maybe not so much as like excitement on that one, only because I have it for 3DS. I can play it anytime I want with it, but at the same point, they do have some improvements in this version compared to the 3DS version, so that is probably going to be the ultimate reason why I picked that one up, just to see what's different.
Yeah, it's $60 for the Luigi's Mansion 2. Is kind of a, I don't know, like one of those, I don't know,
I
like if it
get
was
it.
like,
It was a $40 game at one point.
yeah, like it's just like, yeah, if it was like, obviously games are more expensive nowadays. I'm not arguing like inflation here, but like, it's just like, man, you look at like, it's just weird. Like Marvel's Donkey Kong was $50, Princess Peach is like, that's $60 as well. Like, that's a game like Princess Peach. I
Wow.
probably, if it was $40, I'd probably check it out for $40. Like, I don't know how, unless it's like as short as I think it could be, because like Mario vs. Donkey Kong is like $50 game, and that game you can, I guess you can like 100% like 5 hours. So, yeah, I don't. So I don't know. I'm based off reviews and shit. Like, I just kind of want to see the quality of life changes maybe they make to Luigi's Mansion 2, because I remember just like not loving the format of that one, and maybe they can kind of go back to, if they can try to make it a little more like 1 and 3. I'd be make me more excited. People, I don't know, like Thousand Year Door, like I talked about before, is like, I'm excited for it. It's one of my favorite games of all time growing up as a kid. But like, yeah, like I could talk about before about like after Mario RPG, I'm a little concerned, like, because Mario RPG, like, I was super pumped for that game, like, totally missed that game, didn't have nostalgia for it, but I was so pumped for it, and then it was just like, I just didn't click for me. So I'm really worried that maybe that same thing will happen here. But I don't know, we'll have to wait and see. But I think I'll probably end up buying Thousand Year Door. Luigi's Mansion 2 will probably be like, I want to wait and see like what people are saying about it, like reviews, and see if like there's been any major changes to that game, because the game is, I think the game is fine, but I don't know, just $60 for that game is, I don't know. But also it's coming out at kind of a, I guess I shouldn't say it, Elden Ring is out like a week before that, so
Oh,
there's
tertiary
no,
stuff, yes.
yeah, so. I don't, not that I'm gonna play Elden Ring, but I guess for me it's gonna be a slower period. So maybe, just kind of, I'm like bored looking for a game to play. Maybe I'll buy it because of that. But yeah. Next, Imperial Gables Summer Game Fest is officially happening on Friday, June 7th. The kickoff show is happening. That is, that's the Jeff Keighley's big live event he does every. Normally he does it on a Thursday though, so it's kind of interesting. He's doing it on Friday this year. But I don't know. It was kind of, I don't, I thought it was kind of weird doing it on a Thursday, and then like, I don't like think we'd ever have anything happen. I think like, I guess he did like the in-person stuff, like people go like actually to the like an actual event and play the games that were there.
Right.
I think it was like Friday, Saturday, Sunday, so, but now it looks like it's gonna be Saturday, Sunday, Monday. But I don't know, like, kind of going there, like, I mean, it's, we're talking about this year being a weird year, even though it's been like a ton of games coming out. Obviously, all these layoffs are happening, but these layoffs are happening now that are awful. We're not going to feel the effects of those probably for, you know, 2026, 2027 probably. So I'm still thinking that we'll still have, I got a fucking dog hair in my mouth, God damn it. But anyway, sorry. You know, I think, I still think we look at this year still, it's still been a really good year, but it's more on the third party end. And I still think we'll have like a really quality year. Maybe we won't have as many highs as we had last year. And I don't think that's to be like that. We can really expect that to happen all the time. But I feel like we could still have a really good quality year of some pretty good games coming out, at a decent clip. But it's just, it's very interesting that like, we were talking about last week, we were looking at like game releases for this year. And there's really not a lot on the, like, we don't even know about a lot of games coming out this year, let alone this game's release dates for the second half. So I'm thinking and hoping that we might have a really good quality show. Like last year's, I thought it was really good. We had like the Spider-Man 2 release date. We had Alan Wake gameplay for the first time. Mortal Kombat 1 gameplay with the release date. We had Final Fantasy 7 Rebirth trailer with actual like gameplay and shit. So he's had some big games that last year. I think 2022 was kind of a down year, but you know, he even kind of admitted that, like, you know, like you can only do, you only put on there what games he gets from people. So, right. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, what's kind of like, what are you expecting this year from Jeff Keighley?
I'm expecting more, maybe like exclusive first looks, quintessentially, not just for like console stuff, but just exclusive first looks of games that we haven't particularly seen from like in a while. I mean, my one hope though is to see if we get some sort of an update from like Hollow Knight Silksong, you know, from Team Cherry. I mean, that's definitely something that's been on the minds of many fans of Hollow Knight now for the past like ever since it's been announced
over 5 years ago.
I mean, what started off as a DLC became a lot more, and yeah, having some information in regards to maybe like just the update of how things are going, you know, I mean, that's, that would be nice. But I don't expect anything really big coming out of the event itself. I don't expect any major hardware announcements. I don't expect any major crazy acquisitions or like crazy, like, well, maybe I'm hopeful we maybe have some crazy game reveals or something like that. But if there's one thing for certain, the major companies with first party exclusive stuff, like say a Nintendo or a Microsoft or a Sony, they're not going to announce their big like stuff over inside of like just Jeff Keighley's like Summer's Games Fest. But I'm kind of hopeful that we'll see something more from like say Capcom, even if it's like something like say a revealing of like the next season of Street Fighter 6 or something in terms of characters that may potentially be revealed or. It's just mindful stuff, Tyler. I mean, I'm keeping my like expectations low, but just the one or two things I'm hopeful for is possibly like Silksong or even like possibly some major like game reveal stuff that we had no idea about, but we're really excited for.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if he's had Silksong at all in the past. I think it's only been at...
It's been at Nintendo?
Nintendo and Xbox.
Yeah.
I don't think it's been a Keighley thing, but... I don't know, I feel like at this point, Hollow Knight Silksong is big enough that, like, it's like we talk about, like, I feel like almost at this point, it's too big for, like, an indie, anything indie, any, like, you know, partner showcase from Nintendo or State of Play from PlayStation or any Xbox partner thing. That's gotta be, it's like, I wonder if, like, I almost feel like we will see that. If we see it again, because it's coming to Game Pass day one, I almost wonder if we'll see it again. Well, I guess that doesn't mean anything because we had that Nether Crab's Treasure that's coming to Game Pass day one, and it was at the Indies event we just had. Oh no, yeah. Was that the Indies event? Yeah, it was. So that doesn't mean anything, I guess, because it was originally shown off at a Nintendo thing. So, I guess it's just hard to like. I'm curious who's gonna be there. Obviously, we had like Xbox has their event usually, and they already announced they're gonna have theirs. Probably gonna assume that's gonna be a Sunday afternoon stream, or Sunday morning maybe. I think it's early afternoon for me. Probably not PlayStation. It'd be interesting though if we got They might do their like showcase thing. They usually do it right before we get like a state of play or a showcase, like usually into May. So
that's the normal thing.
Yeah, Nintendo hasn't done anything with Keeley since Reggie retired. I was like, I think the Sephiroth coming to Smash was the last thing that Keeley's had from them. I don't remember anything at the Game Awards.
And, you know, it's kind of interesting that it's like, even so far this year, Nintendo really hasn't had like a major Nintendo Direct. It's been like more like spinoff stuff and just small announcements.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just kind of there. I think there's kind of a, like pretty much, I mean, there's been the rumors that they'll have something like a Direct in April, and that'll be like the last Switch 1 Direct, and then like before the big reveal. And maybe that's like the last thing they do before they like, it kind of reveals everything for the rest of the year, and then maybe.
Right.
The big, then like we won't see anything big from them until we get the big blowout for whatever the next thing is. I'm just trying. I don't know. Like, Nintendo. Like, yeah. Like, they've been doing like their directs like at the end of June now, which is where like 2021 they or 2022 they did like a partner direct instead. That was that infamous one where they had like 25 anime farming games.
Farming simulator. Farm games.
Maybe the worst live reaction I've ever done.
Farm game. Fucking boring.
Yeah. They did do one last year, into June, but I think it was a mini maybe. So I think they could do something there. I don't know. Like, I'm trying to think of like Resident Evil 4 was last year, so I don't think we'll get anything major from Capcom, like their own event. Ubisoft did their own event last year, that in-person one that was fucking dreadful. I hope for our sake. Remember last year, Gables, when Ubisoft did theirs, and they just had like a bunch of people come out and sing the theme to Skull and Bones.
Yeah, that was terrible.
But like, I mean, the band wasn't terrible; they were good. But it was like they did that, and then they just left, and there was no news. Yep. They didn't have a date. They didn't have any gameplay. There wasn't a trailer. There was nothing. It was just they just came out and sang the theme song and left. I was like,
"Yeah,
that was weird."
Okay.
Honestly, you know what? I just talked myself. As dreadful as it is to watch these Ubisoft events, bring it back. Let's do it again. let's fucking go. Actually, no, I take it back. The worst live reaction I did was at UB Forward in 2022. That was like an hour and a half, and like the last 30 minutes was just a bunch of people sitting around a couch talking about the history of Assassin's Creed, and then they just had a bunch of logos. So I'm here for it. You know, as awful as the watch, in hindsight, it's just fun to make fun of, so bring it back.
This was better than Gearbox that one year.
At least Gearbox was like 25 minutes. You know, these were like, theirs are like hour and a half, 2 hours. I guess you're right. They're both pretty bad.
Of course, almost anything's better than Randy Pitchford having to pitch something.
Randy Pitchford doing magic tricks in front of Kevin Hart. Yeah. hope Kevin Hart got paid. I know he gets, and I'm sure he's a millionaire already, but he deserved more money for having to endure that.
Yes.
But I'm just trying to think of like the major, like, I guess there's like the Star Wars Outlaws. Maybe they can, for Ubisoft. And there's another Division game in the works, I guess. I don't know. I guess I can do some weird shit. But so much of their shit's pretty far. Oh, there's Assassin's Creed Red game. It's supposed to come out this year.
Oh, that's right.
So I guess maybe we do see Ubisoft. Maybe they do something. I don't know. I feel like this is one of the weirdest years I think we've had. So like probably in gaming since like, not counting any COVID years, like 2014, where it was just like, there's just nothing. But like this year, like there is stuff. But that year was just like, man, there's just
Oh my God. Yeah. That weird sort of like a pregnant pause year where we had like the release of the PS4, but yet there wasn't anything substantial to really warrant a next generation thing. And we
got Infamous Second Son.
Yeah, we had Infamous Second Son. That was one of the launch stuff. But one of the games of the year that from major retailers and like reviewers and stuff was Shadow of Mordor.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so crazy to think of that. Like, that was like, everybody thought that like that engine, what was it called? The Nemesis engine was like the coolest thing ever. And then they just never did anything with it again. The Wonder Woman's like, they did the sequel within, like the next game that's going to use it is the Wonder Woman game. And that, like, how far away is the Wonder Woman game? Easy for me to say. Like, that game is probably years away, even though they announced it like 3-4 years ago. That's wild. Everybody thought like this is the next big thing in gaming, and then nobody's done it. And I'm gonna admit, Gables, I didn't really like the Nemesis system. I thought it was kind of cool at first, but after like 15 hours of that game, every time you get into like you're trying to do a mission, and then this dude that you fought 5 hours ago shows up, like the first time it's cool, the first 10 times it's cool, and then like the 20th time it's like this fucking sucks. This is not fun anymore. so yeah, I don't know. Maybe I guess like a decade or so later, maybe they kind of fine tune that shit some more. But yeah, I don't know. It's just kind of I'm excited for this year. In a weird way, I'm almost more excited for this year because of like, it's just like it's like Kevin Garnett after he won the NBA Finals. Anything is possible, you know. Usually we go into like this point of the year, we already have a pretty good idea of what the year is going to look like. Obviously we get some new announcements here and stuff like that and stuff gets delayed. But it's just like, we just don't know. Like, and that's almost kind of, you know, it's like the Family Guy skit where it's like, you know, like you can either pick, there's a mystery box or you can either have the mystery box or you can have the boat. And it's like, well, the boat's a boat, but the mystery box can be anything. It can even be a boat. And that's kind of where we're at right now. You know, the mystery, like we have the mystery box and it could be a boat. Maybe it's two tickets to a comedy show. Who knows? So I don't know. But yeah, I don't know. I'm really excited. I think it could be, unless like just nobody shows up, then that would be super. If it's just Jeff Keighley and like doing opening night live and then there's just nobody else, that would kind of suck. So
there's just like, it'd be like some sort of open diner or something like that. You can see him like right at like the, you could just see him just right sitting on the bar stool or something like that. Someone's just pouring a drink. He just goes over here. He's like, welcome everybody to Summer's Game Fest.
Yeah, it's gonna be 22 minutes long.
It'll be 22 minutes long, and here it is.
Yeah, eighteen of those is me sorrow, like just drinking an old fashioned, because I have nothing to show you. And then the one more thing is just like, what would be the funniest one more thing? Like just the worst, but like still funny one more thing that like he could have.
Let's see, him passed out, like him almost like passed out drunk or something like that on the table or something.
Yeah. Well, I'm just thinking like plumbers don't wear ties too, you know, like it'd be dumb, but it'd be so funny that like, honestly, I respect it. That's why leave a comment. What would be the funniest, like it's objectively bad, but also very funny. Like worst one more thing that Jeff Keighley can have at his event. That's why I want
Shaq Fu 3.
Oh, you're right, Gables. You know what? Maybe you just won. I would love that. Oh, but what if it's Charles Barkley shut up in JM2? That would be fucking funny.
Or would it be more hilarious? Is like, you know how those two like have sort of like on the screen, sort of like back and forth arguments with each other on the NBA like shows or something like that. It's Shaq versus Barkley shut up in JM.
Yeah. What if like, remember, what was that, that NES game, the Bird versus Magic NES game?
Oh,
if it's
yeah.
just Barkley versus Shaq, they just like, it's, but it's still in that same graphical style.
It's still in that graphical style. Only thing they could do is just like elbow check each other.
Yeah, I love that. I'm down for that.
God.
I'm just trying to
just, it just randomly just create like an NES card of it.
Limited Run, where are you at in this one, buddy? Also, Limited Run, where are these goddamn Hi-Fi Rush pre-orders at? I want to buy my goddamn copy. I get really scared every time I open up my phone, I go on their Twitter account, and I'm worried that I missed the pre-order, and they're just not there yet. Where are they at? I want to buy my goddamn physical copy.
Oh, yeah, Limited Run is very infamous in, like, their slow releases for, like, limited edition games that people order.
Yeah, like, there's, like, a, 808 is getting, like a little, like, one of those, like, Nindroid things.
Yeah.
It's like, but it's, like, not coming until, like, 2025. It's like, fuck, man. Well,
what now? That's kind of like what they're trying to. One of the things that they're doing right now is like they've advertised for this Rugrats game, right? That's like going to be released, I think, sometime this year. Yeah, I know, right? Modern day 2024, and you have a Rugrats video game. But the thing about it is, Limited Run is the one I think that's is responsible for just releasing this game and stuff like that. And get this. This is the only game. This is probably the only game I can rather remember to where you have, like, the modern systems. You have PS5, you have Steam, you have the Xbox Series systems, you have the Switch, you have PS4, you have Xbox One, and then all of a sudden you have, in the blurb, the Nintendo Entertainment System. They are making this Rugrats game, right? And you could switch between the two modes, right? With HD and then like the NES style graphics. They're making a full on NES cart
That's awesome.
with this is like the no, this is like one of the first times like a video game publisher is actually going through a modern release and just releasing it like on NES as well.
I remember Hyper Light Drifter did like a SNES version that was like a light blue cart. That was pretty badass, but it sold out like immediately. I was pretty bummed about it because I wanted to buy it. Yeah, so I remember they did that one. That's cool. I like that. Is it like I wish it was like Rugrats in Paris, but it's like the PC port brought to modern day consoles. Yeah, that's what I want. Bring that back.
You know, just the weird thing about it is like you look at the footage of that game, it's not bad, and there's actually a demo of it on Steam.
Wait,
Yeah,
what? That's
there's a
real?
Rugrats game. Yeah, the game is real,
Is it Rugrats in
but
Paris game?
no.
Oh, I thought we were talking
No,
about
it's not
Rugrats
Rugrats
Paris
of
game.
Paris. I'm talking about just the game in general.
Oh, okay, God. All right, that's. I'm gonna have to look up that shit. I got really excited. I'm like, there's a demo to Rugrats in Paris. I'm gonna have to play this trash.
I'm gonna stream this. No.
Yeah, definitely. That's game of the year. Moving on here though, Gables to it's like I said, it's kind of a slower news week, so it's kind of all the big news we have here. A lot of smaller news. Good news, Gables, your game of the year, your fighting game of the year from 2022 is back on May 28th. That's right, Multiverses is back as a free-to-play game.
Oh God.
So that's pretty exciting. Saber Interactive is officially free of Embracer. It's been unembraced. I believe it's about $250 million they unembraced themselves for. Which is funny because they were bought by Embracer for like, I think it was like $800 million. So, man, I Embracer, if you want to buy me for a large sum of money, it's only so I can buy myself back for a third of the price in 2 years. I'm all game. Send me a figure. You know, I was like, hey, like, all right, Tyler, we're gonna give you 10 grand to buy you. Cool. And then like 2 years from now, I could just buy myself back for like $1,200. I'm in.
Yeah.
Apparently, they are they bought another bunch they brought a bunch of their studios with them as well, like 4A Games, and a few other ones are coming as well with them. They did say though that I believe Space Marine 2, they're still kind of like publishing that under the Embracer like umbrella. And it sounds like the same thing. It sounds like apparently the KOTOR remake that we thought was dead is apparently still in the works. It just sounds like the PlayStation is the one that like they kind of backed out on it. So it sounds like they're trying to find a new publisher out there or someone to help them develop this, but I'm not 100% sure though if Embracer is still like part of that project anymore though at this point. So I feel like probably for everybody's sake, it's probably best if they just aren't anymore. Because like I don't really know what they're bringing to the like what are they bringing to the table at this point anymore? Because they can't afford to pay for it to get made, and they don't own the company that's making it. So it's like I don't know, like why give them credit? Some other stuff here. PS4, PS5 Pro specs are leaked out there now. So if you want some details out there, they're out there. Just go to Insider Gaming. I'm not gonna act like I understand. There's a lot of teraflops. Apparently, games will be able to render in up to 8K. So it's kind of a future-proofing thing that they're doing.
Okay.
So that's out there. So if you're interested in all that and what that means to you, just go like I said, go to Insider Gaming, and just it's one of the first articles up there. Look it up. All that details out there. So, but it sounds like as of right now, plan to come out this holiday. They did mention though it might get delayed to next year now, just because of usually when you put out a new console, you want to release it. You know, it's an upgraded console. You want to release it with a big game, and they don't really have a big game to release it with as of right now. Obviously, they don't things can change. Like, but I don't think like Astro Bot is going to be that big game to release it with. That's gonna be like the big seller for it, but I'm trying to remember what came out when the PS4 Pro came out. I'm trying to remember what came out around then. That was
Oh, Horizon Forbidden West, I think.
no, that was after,
Oh.
because it came out into 2016. Horizon came out in February 2017.
Right.
I'm trying to remember, like, if anything big. I don't think anything big came out that year. So I remember like Last Guardian came out. Because I remember like Last Guardian was like playing that on my PS5 on my PS4 Pro, because I got that like right before that came out. I remember like if you like I remember like the big thing is if you bought a PS4 Pro, it came with a free copy of Final Fantasy 15.
Yeah.
So that was like what I got. So maybe that was like their big selling point is, hey, play 15 in HDR. Yeah, I don't know. So it could get delayed, but I mean, Insider Gaming's been, Tom Henderson's been really good about leaking, especially PlayStation like tech in the past. Like he leaked the, he talked about like the PlayStation Portable, well before it came out, and then also the new headset and like the like the AirPods that they made. He leaked that months before all that, so he's pretty good about the spec side of things. And then last but not least, Gable's pretty awesome here. I mean, I can't wait to get back to this goddamn game. Helldivers 2 apparently has sold over 8 million copies, and just, I don't know if you saw this, Gables. They quietly, like, so a couple, like last week, I think it was, they just like put mechs in the game, and then like we had to go and like take over this planet to like from the robots to like be able to unlock the mechs. So it's kind of a cool thing where like they just made everybody want to go play and fight on this planet to like take it back to liberate the planet to get these mechs. They quietly overnight, like a few days ago, put flying bugs into the game, and then were denying that they exist. So it's fucking awesome. I just love like what they're doing with this game, man. Like I just, the like if there's like a game award out there for like PR of the year, I guess what like Game Awards has that where it's like community service or some community something. Anyways, Helldivers 2, whatever like community PR, whatever it is, they deserve all the fucking awards right now. Like nobody has, it's like some of the coolest shit I've ever seen out there, what they're doing, or some of that stuff. So it's just like I've never heard of a game doing that where it's like, we just put this thing in here and then like, yeah, no, like we talk about it. That's not real. It's so fucking cool. I love that game. I love everything. I hope it sounds like that game has blown past any expectation. So I'm happy for them that continues to exist. But Gables, I think we should move on to what we've been playing. Do you want to go first? Do you want me to go first, buddy?
Yeah, I'll go first this time. I think the crux of what I have been playing is like, kind of replays of different games and stuff. Like I dabbled a little bit with Mario 64, dabbled a little bit with, say, like with Mario Golf for the Game Boy Color. Oh my gosh, that was just kind of a trip just to go and just power that one back on and try to play it through like a couple nights ago. Let's see, there's like four tournament things. Like you have to win like four tournaments and stuff, get a chance to face off against like characters, say like with Mario, Luigi, I think Donkey Kong, and and Mario himself, obviously. But in that game, I just decided to play up until like I took the first cup and stuff, and now I'm just facing off against the first like master that's like a former champion or something like that. His name is Putz or something like that. Yeah, Putz, Putz. But yeah, man, it's like for this game, it's not overly as difficult. You just gotta just do a lot of the practice stuff, like on the main overhub and stuff. So you can really just practice like what you need to switch your clubs to in order to, like, say, work on your approach or what would be the best club to be in the situation if you're in the bunker or this and that. The game does a good job in terms of explaining certain basics of golf. That, and they also have a little miniature dictionary like inside there what the golf terms mean. Which that's just kind of funny when I think about it. When you're talking to an NPC character, it's like, oh, hey, here's a list of these golf terms here that you could just go click on and it'll just give you a brief definition of them. It's like, what's an albatross? And you just go and just do this or something like that. Or like, what does putting mean? You know, it's like all this other stuff. But
an albatross is getting in two shots on a par five, right?
I think so. Yeah. It was like, sort of like that, yes. I will say on one of the cups inside the first initial set of courses and stuff, I almost got a hole in one, almost, just randomly. Yeah, dude, it's like, I remember times when I'd play that game to where I would practice until I finally learned how to do like a hole in one, like on a course and stuff. I think I've only made like maybe a handful of them inside of both the 64 and the Game Boy Color versions. But I think it was really fucking hilarious, though, because it's usually, like, inside of a par 3, it's usually with me trying to play as Mario or somebody and try to somehow figure out, oh, okay, Let's see if I can get this precise here next to this wind, so that way the ball will blow like a little bit to the left, a little bit to the right, so I can just line it up to the pin, and then all of a sudden it just hits the pin and I just go shooting off into the opposite direction. God, no! Oh, playing a game of chess and stuff with accurate golf shots in Mario Golf. Yeah, that was always fun times as a kid, and it still is now. Let's see. Like I said, with Mario 64, it's just the same business as usual, playing through things. I'm actually going through a run where I'm not collecting any of the course red coins or the 100 coins per course and stuff. It's just kind of like a weird obligatory thing. I just want to try something different while playing that game. But, oh man, the main crux of what I had been playing this week was TMNT Shredder's Revenge. Like I said, I did this entire playthrough on Twitch, the span of like 2 days. The game in and of itself, the single player mode, you can blast through in about a couple hours. But I'll tell you what, man, going through a beat 'em up like this and just choosing a character and just doing whatever, just screwing around and stuff, this game is absolutely still a blast to play. I mean, when it came out, a lot of people loved it. I still love it and stuff. Yeah, it can be better like with a group of people, but I'll tell you what, this time around I started noticing little bits and little tidbits of even more little minute little details. Like for example, and I think one of the people that hung out on my stream or something like that was saying this, like, "Hey, look at the background after you just beat this boss on that the one stage where it's like a fair and stuff. You see the punk frogs riding on the roller coaster and stuff like that, like wee," but just like, just some random shit like that. And you wouldn't have gotten that if you wouldn't have saved like the last like a punk frog that you had to break free on that very same course. So just like little progression stuff that changes when you collect certain collectibles or do this or do that. I did the entire playthrough as like Leonardo, but I did start like a second run and stuff with Karai, one of the newer characters. Oh god, she is fun to play. She is absolutely fun to play. When she hits her special, it basically just has her like kind of floating around, and you see these attacks or something just like shooting like in different directions and stuff. It kind of reminds me of something like almost like an M. Bison sort of like Psycho Crusher style of attack, only it's not like from like left to right or right to left with her lunging or anything. It's just her like kind of like in like an arms cross posed and stuff, and all of a sudden you see these psychic blasts or something like that are just going like hidden the like enemies all over the place. But she doesn't have that great of like health bar. And so that's kind of like the caveat where she's an extremely powerful character, right? But yet she doesn't have like the most adequate like health in order to try to like maintain some of that stuff. It's like the Akuma effect, really. Because in Street Fighter, Akuma is a hyper powerful character, right? But because his HP is not that great, if you know how to play against Akuma and stuff like that, you could take him out. Like super quick, but he still is super strong, so you have to contend with different types of attacks that will try to trap you in the corner and just try to repeatedly just do all this other crap. But yeah, man, going through that game for the second time, playing through all the different bosses and stuff, I still love that boss battle, like with like, you know, with the Rat King and stuff. I mean, that one was pretty fun with like him playing the flute and stuff. And you have these little waves of rats going through here and there, and then like one of the funniest, I think one of the quickest boss fights I think I did was against Wingnut when he's like when you're flying in the air and stuff. Yeah, when you're like doing that flying stage, right? And you're chasing after Wingnut because he has like some sort of component of like Krang's body and stuff that he's taken to that Statue of Liberty. It that aerial battle of itself. You know, it can be a little bit difficult and stuff, but I managed to just kind of lock him into one corner and I had to beat him. And what's kind of funny is, like, once that cutscene cuts and stuff, you just see him kind of do, like, a barrel, like, almost like a barrel roll, like, spiraling down with, like, smoke coming up from Oh, yeah. But, yeah, the whole initial final battle stuff and also against Super Shredder and just that music for Ghostface Killah all of a sudden just starts playing. I was like, oh, shit, dude, this is my jam. But, my God, dude, I mean, this game is, like I said before, it's still a blast to play. It generally is on sale relatively frequently, so people that want to play this, like, whatever type of modern platform you may have, like say on the Switch or the PS4 or PS5, I mean Xbox One or Series consoles, or even on Steam, they generally have sales fairly often for it, and also some of the bundles include the DLC that just released. So, oh, I still need to try the DLC stuff, man. That's the thing. But other than that, man, that's all I've been playing.
All right. Well, very cool. I've only been playing, well, really the one game, same game I've been playing for a few weeks now. Gables, I am now. I think I've set a personal record here, not counting Madden, as the most hours I've ever put into a single game in my adult life. Now, as a kid, I put a lot of hours into games in the past just because you replay them a lot, or you, like Tales of Symphonia, I think I put like 90 hours into the first time I beat it. I am now 72 hours into Final Fantasy VII Rebirth.
Just 72.
So for me, like I guess like last year I put like 65 each into like Tears of the Kingdom and Final Fantasy 16. But yeah, I'm definitely gonna blow past that. We've already gone past it, but I'm gonna blow past it for sure. I'm getting fairly close to the end. I mean, I got today to the, I'm a, seems like the point of no return. And then I stopped there. I'm on chapter 12. Like I said, I believe there's 14 chapters. And I got to that point, and then there's just like some side content I want to do. So last week I went on a rant about the open world stuff, Gables. Let me tell you, Gables. So I was about halfway through that open world. That was the fourth open area of the game. There's two more after that. So,
you were just complaining about all these open areas, and you encountered two more.
It was very frustrating. Because I finished this up Sunday morning, that open area that I was complaining about on last Saturday, and then I knocked it out, and then did like literally it was almost the same thing that happened between area three and area four, where I finished that area, and then literally went into like drove to the area I had to go to like start the next cutscene, did a cutscene, and immediately went to another open area. So I was like, I just fucking spent hours finishing this one, and there's another one now? But anyway, so I have two things left to do in one of the open areas, and it's like one, I'm gonna just look it up what I need to do, because like so each there, like each area there's like these like certain there's like four of these missions you have to do. For this one, and I did the first two in this open area on open area four, and like normally the other ones you can just do them all in a row, and you're done. This one's like, all right, well, we're gonna contact you, we're gonna come back to you and contact you later to finish this up. I'm like, okay, that's weird. At no point does that ever happen again, because normally you can just like I 100% everything before I go on to the next one, and this I couldn't. And now I'm at the point where I've done everything but those two things in the open world. And it hasn't been triggered to start up again. So I'm gonna have to like figure out what I need to do to like just look it up and like Google it, like what I gotta do like just to start it up again. I've got one side quest left to do. So like it's all right. So I have a lot of the same complaints I have with Final Fantasy 16, and I love Final Fantasy 16. My game of the year, or my third game, my number three game of the year last year. And it would have been game of the year, but my big frustration with the game was, I didn't love the main story of that game, but like I love the characters and the world, all that, and some of the best story content in that game was tied to the side quest, because like my favorite thing about that game was the characters and like all the like the extended cast of characters you met along the way, and like a lot of their stories were wrapped up in these side quests. But there was just way too many of these side quests. Like in that game, I think there was like 60 something side quests to do, and it was like the way it was like working is you do some main story and give you three, four side quests to do. All right, go do it. And then at the end, it would just dump like a ton on you at the end. Like I think like you do like a few, and then like boom, here's 12 more. And then you do a few story missions. Boom, here's 8 more. And then boom, like right before you get to like the point of return, here's 15. Fuck, I remember like I just spent like a whole like 2 day stretch just doing side missions. But I was like, the side, like a lot of side quests and side missions, like were just not fun. Like there's a lot of rinse repeat, like it's they just weren't really fun to do. And it's like I, at a certain point at that game, I just like I put the side quest part on easy, because it wasn't like it was like super tough bosses. It was just like go here, kill these enemies, go back, talk to this person, trigger the cutscene, talk to the person. And that was it. There was like no like special bosses, no hard stuff. So like to me, it was like, what am I, like, I'm just want to get through this as fast as possible to finish this up. Cause I want to get to like to me in the end, I feel like it was worth it because like the content was so good, but I was like,
yes,
it just, but it was still frustrating. Like it just wastes so much of my time. And I kind of feel that a lot in this game right now where the game, like it's kind of like 16 and Rebirth have all the same kind of ideas where it's like you do some sort, you do some story missions, new area, do some more story missions. Boom, here's some new side quests you can do. And then right at the end of the game, point of return, get chapter 12, boom, just drop like a dozen fucking side quests on me. Like, I think there's only like, there's like half the side quests. So there's only like mid 30s in this game compared to like 60 something in 16. But man, some of these side quests are long and I fucking hate them. Like I really hate them. So it's like kind of the same thing where it's like, all right, some of these are like if there's gonna be a boss fight, if I get to a boss fight, I'll put it on easy and I'm just killing like waves of enemies I've already killed a million times already. I'm just trying to get through this because I love these characters. I love like some of the best stuff in this game is these fucking side quests, like the stories that come in these side quests, because they're introducing old characters from like fucking Crisis Core, and they're bringing back characters from Remake and stuff like that. Like, and like some, like I'm like, I can't believe some of the side content that is just that are some of this content that is in the side content. I'm like, this is like main story worthy. Some of the, like how great some of these things are. And I'm just done. So it's like, I'm doing them because I love them so much. And I'm like, I got one left to do. And I'm at the point where I'm like, I don't know if I have it in me to do it. Cause it's, I looked up what I got to do and it's going to take a while. I got to like, I basically got some more Mario Kart cables. We're pivoting to Mario Kart now. Mario Kart cables. You got 50 CC. You got 100 CC. You got 150, 150 CC.
Yeah.
You got to, you know, it's basically that with Chocobo racing.
Oh no.
I got to beat the Gold Cup, which is like the equivalent of the 150 CC to do the last side quest. But I have to, so I'm like, all right, how long is this going to take? This race is only take a few minutes, but you have to beat all of 50. You have to beat all the bronze and silver races before you even unlock the gold. And I don't know if I got it in me, Gables. I don't know if I can do it. Like, not that, like, I feel like skill wise, I could probably do it.
Yeah.
I just don't know if I'm going to put the time in. It's like, why are you doing this to me? So I'm there, and like, it's the last one I got to do. I've done them all the other ones. I got those done. And then I'm on the last, I'm on the last Queen's Blood, which, man, they talked about, they said they're considering expanding out the Queen's Blood game into like maybe its own like expansion or maybe its own thing. And I hope that like they do that, but don't make it some bullshit free to play thing. I will gladly pay you $40 for just a its own separate game, and I'll play the fuck out of it. It's basically, I mean, it's on, to me, it's like on par of like a Pokemon trading card game, or on par of like a Yu-Gi-Oh game, where it's just like the games are short and quick, but they're so much fun, and like you do a game in like 2-3 minutes. But I love every time I like they give me the alert, you've unlocked, there's more Queen's Blood opponents to face. Immediately, first thing I did is go and fucking find all of them, and like I'm finding them all and beating them, and like I've been kicking ass on all these. Like I've got I've never like big into like the meta of like building these great decks, and like you talk about like in Yu-Gi-Oh, you have the Jinzo deck, or like you build these decks around like all these things working together. Like I just like play the cards I like, and that's hence why I'm not very good at these games. But I just play the cards I like. And in this game, like I have built my own deck that like that works away. I've built it around Ifrit, the way like everything like all the other cards buff each other up, and it buffs them up more because of that. And I'm just I'm having
yes, great the synergy.
Yeah, like I'm having I'm loving it so much. I'm on the final one, and I keep getting close on him. I did like 5 or 6 attempts because I just got to him before we sat down to record. But I got close a couple times. First time he just beat the shit out of me, which is the first time in a while where I've actually like, usually I've just like I've been winning on the first try, maybe the second try. You know, I, like but like normally it's like I'm just dominating people. And this is the first time I'm like, oh, okay. Like, all right. They're like, okay, this is gonna be tough. So I gotta figure out a strategy here. And for the first time in a long time, I'm gonna have to go in and maybe edit my deck because I've been running with the same deck for a long time now. But man, I hope to God, like I said, I will pay a premium for like just like a full on game of like just to give me like 100 fucking people to face. Don't do the free to play bullshit. I don't want that. I will give you the money to just make it and make its own thing, and I'll be so happy for it. But I'm on the last of that. But otherwise, like the main game itself, I'm loving it. I'm adoring it. Like, it's gotten better. Like that middle section of that game, like where I was at, it really slows down to like just screeching halt of like I talked about last week, where it's just, like at that point, like you get to like chapter 7, 8, 9, and like you get to like not major spoilers here, but you get to like. This is like all in like the trailers and stuff, but like you get to a lot of areas where it's like a lot of mini games you get to do, and you have to do them in the main quest, and then there's like side quests attached to those you have to do as well. So like the game really slows down to a halt where it's like there's some cool like story stuff in there, but there's not a lot of like it's just a lot of like mediocre mini games, a lot of like one missions like. I'm on the beach looking for fucking seashells. I'm like, what am I doing here? Like, this is the main game shit. This is like side content. I can almost like, excuse it to a certain extent, but like, this is like main game shit. I'm like, man, like once I got past that though, and got on to like past like Gold Saucer, like I was really pumped for Gold Saucer, and it still like lives up to what I was hoping it would be to like the spectacle of it. But I'm like, I thought would be like one of the coolest parts of that game ended up being like one of, I feel like it's cool. Like it lives up to the hype of what I wanted it to be in my brain. But like
yeah.
it the actual like what I'm doing in these parts is not as cool as I thought it would be.
Right.
But once I got past that, like I think like chapter 10 or 11, it went back to more of like what I wanted, like what I was enjoying in the first 6, 7 chapters or so. Really loving. So like it's kind of like it's one of those things where like I hope they do like a new like Remake didn't do this, and I hope they do it in this where this one's more of an open world game. They eventually put out like a new game plus. And I could just play through this again, but like allow me to like skip over some sections, like especially anything that requires me to do mini games. I don't want to do those again. You know, I've done them once. It's like I talked about like a couple years ago when I wanted to replay, or last year, like I wanted to replay Spider-Man 2018, and I got to the first Mary Jane section, and I'm like, never mind. I don't want to do this anymore. It's like I want like that, but like hey, there's these parts of this game that are like slow down. It's like God of War Ragnarok. There's like certain parts that I plan on a year or two probably replaying that game again. But there's certain sections of that game that are very slow. It's all about, you know, you're building a lot of story content here, but you're like what you're actually doing in the game is not very fun. But a lot of it is like if you're like, but it's just all about building the like you're learning a lot of like story of like the lore, or like moving right. characters along. It's all about progress of that, and not so much like what you're doing in the game itself. And it's like, man. I hope that's part that's gonna like when I go back play Ragnarok. It's almost like now that I know what happens here, it's not gonna be as exciting the first time around. Like the first time you can excuse it, but the second time around, it's like this kind of sucks. Like you know, like as much as I love these characters in this game, it's like I don't really want to do this section again. So I don't know. Like when I replayed Remake last year, it's like I don't know if I'm gonna like in 2 years, 3 years from now, am I gonna want to replay Rebirth? Because it's like this whole like section, and like especially if it's not even New Game Plus where I can just like speed run through some of these areas, like that's gonna kind of suck because I really don't want to do that again. Anyways, I complaints here, but overall, like I'm still in love with the game. And it's like, yeah, I know I didn't have to do the side content, but man, like that's something I wish I fixed because it's like 16 now Rebirth back to back, less than like what 9 month periods or like. Man, they do such a great job of like building up these like building characters, building these worlds, some really good storytelling, but man, they hide it behind some really boring mediocre side missions. And it's like that's something I wish I could fix. It just kind of feels like I'm just wasting time. Like it's just like man, it's like find a better way to do it. You know, because I want that stuff to be there, but like they need to figure out a better way of like getting that stuff to me because I feel like a lot of people out there probably aren't even going to do this. Like some of the best shit in this game that's going to make this game so much better and people remember it so much more probably aren't doing the shit because it's just not fun. And it's frustrating. It's just like, Because like one of okay, last thing here before we get out here. One of the side missions is you have to go to this watchtower and you have to climb up this rope very slowly, and then get on like climb up a pedestal once you're on top of this tower, to then go look through binoculars. Oh, there's an enemy over there. We got like okay, there's enemies around. You got to kill these bad guys. So then I all right, they're over there. Fast travel to that spot, kill the enemy. Okay, that wasn't the enemy we're looking for. We're looking for something bigger. Fast travel back to the location. I gotta climb that same rope again very slowly. We gotta climb that rope again very slowly. It's like takes like 20 seconds each time. Climb back up on this pedestal. Look through the binoculars. All right, maybe that's it. Do that 4 times. I'm like, why am I why am I it's just like I know in the grand scheme of things you're talking about like, oh, this probably the whole thing took like 10 minutes. But it's like so much of the game is that of just like it's 10 minutes here, it's 5 minutes there, it's 15 minutes there, it's 20 minutes there. Like that's what like so much of the time is just like I feel like you could have shaved like a solid 7, 8 hours off of my game of like just dumb shit. Like why am I doing this? Like why like okay, the side content isn't that fun to begin with. Like I'm just going here, killing these enemies and going on. But it's like, why are you adding the part? Like when I fast travel back to the location, just put me back on the fucking top of the tower. At the very least. You know? Why do we gotta climb this stupid fucking rope again? You know? It's like what are we doing here? Anyways, I love this game. I promise I love this game. It's one of my favorite games ever made. But man, they make some really frustrating decisions on just overall like time, like just anyways. I love this game. I promise you, I love this game. If you are a fan of this, like you're a fan of Remake, you're probably gonna love this game too. If you're a fan of open world games, you're probably gonna love this too. But man, just be warned. There is a lot of very small things that will over time just become big. Like it's a snowball going downhill. It's just building up momentum as it goes. Of just frustration is what it is. What's the death by 1,000 cuts? I guess another analogy. But anyways, that's all I'm playing. Love that game still. I promise you, I love that game. Yeah, if you guys like all this, enjoy the show. Please like, follow, subscribe. Check us out. We're on everything. Just search for us any podcast service. We're on there, Drunk Dash Nerds, Drunk Nerds Podcast. We're on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. Please 5-star reviews. Leave comments. Leave reviews. Thumbs ups. Subscribes. Whatever you can do to help us out, we really would appreciate if you did that for us.
Yes.
You know, we're two guys. We love video games. We do this for fun. That's it. We have full time jobs. But I was your host. I was Tyler.
And I've been Colonel Gables. Until next time, everyone, have some fun playing some video games you enjoy. But most importantly, thank you for listening to another fun-filled episode of the Drunk Dash Nerds podcast.
And hey, Gables.
Yeah.
Give me a hell yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
Bye, guys.
See ya.